just like every other item in the world, firefighting equipment just keeps getting higher and higher priced, especially the last couple of years. So we do some fundraisers to try to offset that and kind of gives we, the taxpayers, maybe a little bit of a break, I guess. Last three or four years, what we've used the funds for, a couple of years ago, the district trustees and us split the cost to update our Jaws of Life, which was pretty big for us. And a couple of years before that, we used it to build a training facility inside of our fire station in the back room, which we use a lot. And those are a couple of tools that are great for us. So good, it's a very good benefit for our community, that's for sure. So
hey, tell us, just kind of highlight, tell us a little bit about the department over there, kind of the numbers and let's face it, the sweat equity with, you know, you talk about, you know, just putting this event on, but, you know, being a firefighter, a volunteer firefighter, 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Sure. And Illinois City and Buffalo Prairie, we're together. We do it all together, whether it's going to a fire or the fundraisers. We're both really small towns. So, you know, there's not a whole lot of us to choose from, I guess, so to speak. This weekend, I think the community, I don't think they enjoy it as much as we do, you know, and kids, when you see little kids in the parade looking for candy with a 5 gallon bucket, I think they're having fun too. So, it's a good group. We enjoy it.